Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, just to start the show, that little beep, do you guys hear this little beep now? Because that throws me off now. It throws me off.
I heard it. I thought you did it. I was like, ooh, cool sound effect.
No, it's a new thing. But hey, guys, you're listening to the Rad Reality Show, Manic Monday, and our lost Michelle is back home with us. But here is our intro music.
Yes.
Expressed by guests and callers into the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show, and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the manics come out, and we get to talk with Michelle Costa, and we never know who's going to be coming on the show. Tonight, we never know who's coming on the show. Never these days. Hey, I do want to open up.
I'm back.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I've started this new routine. Is I tell a few jokes in the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay, cool.
But here, hey, so here, or you know, like I do my little stand-up, like Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, cool.
But you know what? But you know what, Michelle? I had to tell you the one that I've used already once.
Okay.
You know, I was.
That's fine. I don't mind recycled jokes.
Okay. Well, yeah. So, but you know, I was thinking the other day. You know, I was thinking about taking a trip to Rhode Island.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I was thinking, like, yeah, you know, what? It's going to be a road trip, and I'm going to cross the state line into Rhode Island. And
okay.
How will I mean, I know there's a sign usually that says Rhode Island, but you know the other reason I will know that I'm in Rhode Island?
How?
Because I will look in the back seat of a seat of a police car, and a reality star will be in there.
Ha, 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 ha. Well,
yeah,
guess what? I was Massachusetts, just to let you know. But, yeah, I guess there's a few reality stars around here getting arrested in Rhode Island.
Richard Hatch?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me just say the whole East Coast, North.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
But, hey, you know, and you know what, Michelle? I know we both are probably feeling the same way. I'm so glad football season's over with.
I am, too. I mean, I'm sad because I love football, but yesterday I was kind of like, you know, I want my team to be in it, obviously, and... But they weren't, and the only reason why I was rooting for Green Bay, I have this whole thing that I can tell you in a quick, short, little version. Okay. I don't want the Pittsburgh Steelers to win because, first off, Ben Roethlisberger is a rapist. Second off, I'm not a Steelers fan at all because I went to their stadium and they almost killed me. And there was a guy with a trumpet that followed me that was going, burr, 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 burr. And he was following me for a half a mile, and taxis wouldn't pick me up, and they were throwing popcorn at us. And one kid told me to put my vajayjay on a Roethlisberger, which I thought was really disgusting. But anyway, and they are in the AFC, and usually when we go to the AFC championships, it's normally against them. If it's not against them, it's the Colts. So that's why I don't like them. I don't like Green Bay because... 99, we lost against them in the Super Bowl. And I don't like Brett Favre at all. But I wanted Brett Favre to suffer the pain of the Green Bay Packers getting a Super Bowl ring and him bouncing around on other teams that didn't make it there. Yay!
Okay. Now I'll give you the reason I picked Pittsburgh over Green Bay.
Okay.
Because Green Bay just sucks. I really, you know, I personally, you know, if you think about it, you know, these two teams are really both rich in history. And I won't go through what I said yesterday. You guys can listen to the archives yesterday, but I'll tell Michelle, I really didn't care who won.
Me neither.
But it was a good game, and that's all I cared about, and that's the bottom line, and that's all I really have to say tonight about it.
That Christina Aguilera made a big oopsie.
You know what?
She forgot the words.
Okay, this is how funny it is. You want to hear my story? I said it a little bit last night, but now it's even funnier now that I knew she missed the words. Well, I was in the kitchen preparing my dinner when she was singing, and all I heard was Glee was going to sing something. Somebody from Glee was going to sing something. So I thought it was the girl from Glee singing both songs. So I was in the kitchen and everything. So I just thought it was the girl from Glee, and she just messed up.
No,
you know,
Christina Aguilera.
You know, but then I read today, it's Christina Aguilera, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then they said something about she actually meant to do it. Or like
really? I heard she's been apologizing like all day long. I don't know. Maybe
okay,
she's saying
so
that, but that's even worse.
Okay, I'm going to bring up Cherry Garcia to the phone lines. Cherry, say hello to everyone in the chat room first.
Hello, everyone in the chat room.
No, Cherry Garcia.
I
want
to say hi to everybody, too.
Oh, you can. Give me a second. There's a reason I'm going to Cherry Garcia, but she's not talking back to me.
Hello,
Cherry. Everyone
in the chat room.
1, 2, 3, Cherry. It's Cherry Garcia.
I was being courteous.
In the house. Cherry, are you there, Cherry? Cherry, are you there? Okay, I overdone this, I know.
Yeah, I think
so,
a little bit.
Say hello
to Hi, Cherry.
Hi, Michelle. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good.
I didn't want you
how
guys to say hello yet. I was going to give you guys time in a little bit, because there's a reason I want to go to Cherry. See, Cherry's our eye in the chat
room. Here.
Cherry's our eye in the chat room. Now, Michelle.
She's the eye
you're
in
not
the
in
sky.
The chat room, right? Yeah, see, I can't read the chat room.
No,
my
I'm not in the chat room right now.
So she's our eyes in the sky. So here's my question for the chat room and why I wanted to stay just on the chat room till we say hello, and Cherry can say hello to both of us in a second. But I wanted to know, you know, I didn't want Cherry just to come in and start talking and not, you know, have a reason why she didn't just start talking. So anyway, Cherry,
you and
Cherry,
me both, Michelle.
Okay, I just wanted to introduce Cherry.
Whatever he just said.
In the chat room, Cherry. I want to know who did the worst Star Spanner banner. Was it Roseanne Barr during the Los Angeles baseball game, or was it Christina Aguilera? Who was the worst one? Which one was better, Roseanne Barr or Christina Aguilera? If you think it's Christina Aguilera, put 1. If you thought it was Roseanne Barr, put 2. Cherry, your goal is to count how many points and come back to us in a second.
Now, do you
we'll
want the better or the worst?
Yeah, because you kind of said who was the best and who was the worst.
Yeah, the best of the worst. You
who was the best? Who was the best worst one? Huh? Is that what you're
okay,
trying to say?
Okay, listen to me. Who was out of the two better at seeing it so bad? Do you understand? No? God, you guys are confusing me. Don't do this to me.
I'm like even more confused than I was before, and I didn't think it was possible.
I am too.
Okay, listen to me. Now, everyone be quiet, please. Everyone, Roseanne Barr did it really bad. Christina Aguilera did it really bad, okay? They both did it really bad. Which one did it worse?
Okay.
Okay, there you go. That's
Does that
good.
Make sense?
Gotcha.
Oh, my God.
Okay, awesome. Cherry, get to it, girl.
And that's what Cherry's goal
I
right now
I can repeat
now,
that
too.
Even in the chat room, and I can
yes.
hear that.
Yes. And you know what?
Could it be Cherry?
Okay. Michelle,
The place is wrong, bitch.
Give me a second. You're jumping the gun. I play a little sneak peek for you. So did you watch Saturday Night Live this week?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you miss Danny Carvey and Wayne's World. It was one of the best Wayne's World. It was one of the best Saturday Night Live ever. I mean,
really?
In a long time. Yeah, it was that good. Especially if you've been a fan of the show in longevity, you know, like if you've watched the show religiously like I've done since the beginning of time, it was really good. So since you didn't watch it, we'll talk about that tomorrow night. And
yeah, I didn't watch it.
Talk about Saturday night. Yeah, so if you get a chance to watch it somehow. Okay.
Yeah, I think I can probably watch it on YouTube or something.
Hulu, probably too. Hulu is NBC. So Hulu. It has it probably too, and everything. We'll take calls in a few minutes, and I know we have lots of stuff to talk about. I mean, we want to hear about what's all happening with Michelle and everything, but I had some other subjects I want to talk about real quick in the beginning. And Jerry, are you getting votes in there? Do they realize? So push one if you want to push one and two. You know, I only saw a couple. No one's really talking about it. Or are they talking about it?
So who is one and who is two, Ron? How did you number them? I'm keeping track of the numbers, but who is who?
Christine is number one.
Christina is number one.
Yeah, Roseanne number two. Alphabetical. Always go alphabetical. So, Michelle, I got another question for you, though.
Okay.
And, and I wanted to talk about this. And if you hear any of the stuff that we talked about, please, you know, feel free to call in, and we'll be taking calls, and we'll just talk about these again. But I wanted to hear Michelle's point of view first and everything. So, you know, I've been hearing lots of celebrities. They keep on getting, like, second chances, third chances, fourth chances. You know, like, today I was watching the news, and our friendly bad actress, what's her name? I can't even remember her name. Lohan. Lindsay Lohan. I totally went blank there for a second. You know, she keeps on getting chances and keeps on. Has she done a movie even in the past 5 years?
I mean,
how many chances do these people get? I mean, how many chances does Charlie?
You know what? I guess it really depends on how their effect has been with the fans and, like, the people. I think they read what people are saying online and how much, I guess, people are watching them or following them. And sometimes companies or movies or shows want to have somebody like that that's going to be controversial or that people are talking about, people are following, whether it's good or bad. So I think some companies and films are taking advantage of a situation by putting these people and making money off them. I mean, sometimes it can work, sometimes it doesn't work. But I guess with Lindsay Lohan's doing something, people always are wanting to find out what she does. So I think that that's for some of them. You know, some of them mess up and they don't want to be a part of the whole entertainment world, but the ones that do kind of feed off of the facts of what they're doing that's causing lots of people to talk about them. So,
I mean, like Charlie Sheen, he's on and out of the tabloids all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and when are we going to say, just get out of our face? You know, I mean, he hasn't really done nothing to anybody yet other than himself.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, where do we draw a line as society and support these people that are so-called celebrities and the celebrities? I just, you know, it's something that we, you know, I wonder if we sometimes, I mean, like O.J. Simpson, how many people accused O.J. right away? They didn't even hesitate.
I did. You know, don't think that he is guilty. I think he knows what happened. I just don't think he was the actual one that did it.
Wow. We never talked about this, and I agree with you, kind of.
Yeah. I was actually the only one. I remember I was in high school, and they stopped all classes, and every classroom had a TV and we were watching it, and I was the only one that was like, he's not guilty, he's not guilty, he's not guilty. Everybody was looking at me like I was nuts. And then they found not guilty, and, like, everybody wanted, was saying he's guilty. So I was the only one. I don't know why people are like, oh, my God, especially that he did this now. That doesn't mean that he actually physically did it. I think that he knows more than what he's saying. But, I mean, he was found out guilty. So, but, I mean, he was found guilty in the civil aspect of it, and that still doesn't mean that he's guilty, per se, criminally. But, I mean, I guess you can go off from O.J. Simpson, and you can go to Robert Downey Jr. And he has been through ups and downs and all arounds, and now he's doing great, you know? So I think that some people, you just can't give up on them. But there's some people that, you know, as much as you put effort in, they're always going to go back to the demons or whatever it is that's affecting them at that point. So, I mean, like I said, even if you are as a society to get together and be like, okay, you know what, we're not going to support this person. There's still going to be those people following them because they don't like them and, you know, wondering what they're doing, not because they're supporting them, but to see them fail. So that's still networking. That's still people watching them and seeing them. Because if somebody said, oh, Lindsay's going to be on a show, she's going to be a guest star, a lot of people would, like, say on How I Met Your Mother, if she does, like, a little,
right,
you know, guest appearance, people are going to watch that. Whether they like her, support her or not, they want to see her, how she is, how she acts, what she looks like. Is she fucked up on drugs, or to see her fail, to see her do bad.
No, I agree, and that's kind of where I was, you know, thinking too, is, you know, people. So that's a subject. If you guys want to call in today and talk about those subjects, feel free to 347-237-5506. We'll be taking phone calls. But I want to do this next. Cherry, let's. What did you find out in the chat room?
Well, it looks like Roseanne has won.
Okay. Was there any comments that stood out to you that you needed to address?
Yes. It looks like Leanne says, or Lisa says, Roseanne sang it the worst, but Aguilera screwed it up the worst. Big John says, Roseanne, the hag was by far the worst. The useless bitch messed it up on purpose. I think that pretty much
sums it all.
Sums it up as to why Roseanne is taking the win today.
Well, you know what I have to say about that? Roseanne isn't a professional singer. She's not famous for being, you know, in movies and singing all this stuff. Like, she was in movies, but Christina Aguilera is doing more, like, the singing roles in Broadway and stuff like that. Roseanne did comedy, and she's funny. So I'm, like, not surprised that Roseanne did that and you know, did the national anthem, by the way. But Christina Aguilera is a famous, world-famous singer. I'm shocked that she messed it up, and now she's trying to say that she did it on purpose. But what I heard is also that she got caught up in the moment, she said, and lost her train of thought. I'm like, that's what you do. Like, that's your job.
Whew. Right.
Like, how many times do you think that she's saying the national anthem? How many times do you think she's saying the national anthem? How many times do you think Roseanne O'Donnell sang the national anthem? Like,
once, because after she did it once, she never wanted to do it again.
But Christina Aguilera probably starting off did, like, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm disappointed. Like, I think that it was kind of cheesy. Like, I like the Black Eyed Peas. I thought they did a really good job. They were upbeat and everything. But I don't know, like, if anybody really noticed, but a lot of their microphones were sounding weird and they were off key a little bit. And do you guys realize that Will I Am actually changed some of the words in one of his songs to address Obama?
Yep, I heard it.
Yeah.
Hey, can I make a comment on the whole mic thing? And I think I know what the problem was with the mics. And I just thought of it when I was sitting here. I wonder if the temperature and the weather of the week prior to it had something to do with the mics being off a little bit.
I don't think so, because if you think about it, there's concerts and stuff that happens in all sorts of weather. So
yeah, but it was snow.
And they were in a dome. They were in a dome.
It had snowed on Saturday. It had snowed on Saturday.
But they're in a dome, you know what I mean? So
they weren't in a dome. Dallas is open.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it like half or something?
It's full open now. It's totally open.
All I know is that there was snow falling off the top of it, and that's why I'm going for the bid for it to be in New England, because I'm thinking that the reason why they had these Super Bowls all basically down in New Orleans and Miami and California is because of weather purposes.
Did you not see it in the end of the show?
Well, no.
Did you mess with it?
What?
In 2014, they're going to New York.
And the next step is to go to New England. Because, I mean, we just built a new stadium a few years back. That's number one. Number two is, you know, we're like a winning team. Like, we win Super Bowls. We make it always to the playoffs. And it's not fair that it goes to all these other places and it doesn't go to, you know, we deserve it. Just like Chicago Bears, just like, I don't know.
The only place I say don't put it in is Minnesota, because they'll figure out a way to, mess it up.
But, you know,
okay,
so I'm hoping that, I hear it's going to be in Indy next year, so.
Is Indy next? I missed it, but I do know.
That's somebody called me and told me that today, so that's the reason why.
Maybe that's where it was. Yeah, is that would it be the 2012? Is Indy, and then I can't remember what 13 was, and 14 I think was Metal Hands, or 13 might be Metal Hands, and I misread it because I had to do it via the thing. I see that, Paul. I do get a read of some of your guys' stuff, just to let you guys know. You guys can't, you know, get everything past me.
Come on.
What was I going to say now? Okay, let me go to let's give you, first of all, I do want to ask this question before we start talking about it sometime. Have you had a chance to watch Idol?
I actually don't know if I missed any, but I watched two shows since I've been back. I haven't really had time, but that's all I have left my DVR because a lot of things erased, you know what I mean?
Okay,
so,
but you've watched
I don't think I watched the first one. I don't think so. But
did you
see
Fuck a Duck?
Yeah, something like... Are you talking about Steven Tyler?
Yeah, so you saw that, right? Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. I just wanted to make sure we had... If that's a subject we can do. Okay, let's do this. Cherry, because I have never had give you a chance to say hello to Michelle, and I know Cherry has a question for you, probably.
Okay.
Cherry...
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Cherry.
How was your trip? Are you glad to be home? I know you are.
Yes, it was. It was a very interesting few weeks. We actually flew in the day that it was that really bad weather here, which I guess is every other day over here. I guess since I've been gone. We landed in Logan, and there was 10,000 flights that were canceled, delayed. But for some reason, we got to land. We actually had to fly around Logan for like a half hour because they had to de-ice the runway for us.
Wow.
So, I mean, and we had to bring back my grandmother because she has Alzheimer's. And so it's just been rough because I don't know if you guys are familiar with Alzheimer's, but it's a very...
very familiar.
It's very hurtful and painful, and, you know, it's every second's different, and, you know, you got somebody yelling at you that they don't remember you. One minute they remember you, then they don't remember what day it is, and they ask you the same question over and over. So it's just, you're just going to be patient. Like, I'm taking care of her now. Today was the first day because she went from my aunt's house to here. So we just, like, hung out all day, and, you know, it was kind of just answering her questions over and over, but she's so cute as a button, and, you know, she can't be there by herself. She's 82, and she doesn't remember. Like, now she remembers that my grandfather died, but in the beginning she didn't remember that he died. And so we had to explain to her that many times. And but,
gosh, that has to be so hard.
It is. And, you know, she's like, I want to go home every second. She's like, when am I going home? When am I going home? And she thinks that she can go back and take care of herself, but she doesn't remember to eat. She doesn't remember when she has to take her medication, which I have to give her medication at 8 o'clock. So, but yeah, so it's going to be just like a day by day thing. And, you know, my dad and my uncle come back on Friday. So there'll be some more hands to help. But, and then the other day, 2 days ago, Saturday, or Friday night, I was waiting for my cousin to come. She's, my grandmother is her aunt. And we're waiting, and she never shows up, and we see that her number's calling, so we answer it, and her brother is on the other line, and we're like, yeah, what's up, and where's Margaret? And he's like, she got in a serious car accident. So I had to go to the hospital Saturday, and she hit her head on the windshield, and she had glasses on, so the glasses, like, shattered on her face. She broke her arm, dislocated her shoulder, broke two ribs, and two of the ribs punctured her lung, her liver.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's at the trauma unit right now. And I just talked to her a little while ago. She just had surgery on her arm because it was either they would cast it and it would be like a six-month cast, or they have crazy medicine, you know, technology nowadays. But if she were to do a surgery, the surgery would allow her to heal between 3 to 4 weeks, and she would only wear a sling, but she has plates and screws and I don't know what else they put in there. So that's what she opted for. So she got that surgery today, and everything went fine. And so the only thing now is the liver. It's one of those things that you can't do anything. You have to just wait and see how it heals and that doesn't get infected. But that's what's going on in a nutshell.
Your family
now
just can't take much more, Michelle.
I know.
Yeah, I understand why your tweets.
Yeah.
You had a bunch of us praying, I know, and we're all worried about you. You don't know how many people have wrote me or asked me in chat rooms or talked to me about, you know, did I hear from Michelle yet? You know, how is she doing? And people really have told me many things, you know, to tell you. And I'll say right now, Michelle, you've been in many people's prayers.
Oh.
And
I appreciate
and
that from
like,
everybody.
I was waiting for Cherry to ask this question. But I hope you enjoyed our card that we send you as a group of fans of yours.
Oh, you guys sent me a card? No, I haven't got it yet.
It's at your PO box.
I had to send it to your PO box because I have somehow misplaced your home address. So.
Oh, it's okay. I'll get it eventually. We had some issues with the mail over here because the snow was blocking all the mailboxes, so we had to go actually to the post office and pick up our mail and stuff. So, but I believe we got mail today. I just didn't go check the mailbox, so it might be there. I'm not sure. But that's so nice of you guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there's many people that wanted to show support, and I know this person wants to show you support, and she's been on the phone patiently waiting, and I know she's probably waiting for me to pick her up, and she's just sitting there on Skype. Probably she better be ready to be picked up.
I know.
So, Jess, you're
damn straight.
Live.
Hello. Hi, Michelle. Welcome back.
Hey, Jess. What's going on, girlfriend?
Well, I've had a rough couple weeks, too.
Aw. I hope everything's going better, though.
I don't know.
How's your knee, darling?
It's so much better. So
oh,
much
good.
Better. So happy.
Good to hear that.
Okay, so Super Bowl 46 is in Indianapolis, 47
okay.
is in New Orleans.
Again?
Apparently, that's what it says.
And did it say what 14 was? Is 14 New York?
I didn't look
yeah.
that one. I think it is, because I said it last night.
Tom Arnold.
So they put that up after the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
I
right
think
before
they put
Glee.
Yeah, they said it right before Glee. But don't they have to vote on the cities?
I guess so.
No.
I'm not really sure how it works.
They,
if it's like a lottery.
They need to put in Foxborough.
No,
F everything else.
I know. I'm with you, girl. I'm like,
who cares about Chicago?
What's your rep, baby?
Right? Who cares about Chicago? Who cares about
Hey, that's some fighting words, Ron. She said, who cares about Chicago?
I'm not in the mood to fight, so I'm just going to let her say it tonight.
Not in the mood to fight. When are you in a mood to fight? Are you ever in a mood to fight? Or it just doesn't it just happen?
All the time, not right now. Okay.
Tonight, I'm just not.
I feel like this is, hey Jess, I feel like this isn't the end of it, girl. Watch your back, I guess.
Oh, I can
watch your
it.
Back on Skype, girl. Ron's got some fighting words over there.
Oh, I'm ready.
Wait, guys. I gotta play a drop. You just let me play this drop and just
read. No, not the Chicago Bear song.
No, let me play this drop. Yes. Don't talk or I'll mute. So let me play the drop.
Ooh.
Okay. And you tell me something.
So we need to do a new drop for Ron Rad to promote his Sunday show with Louie. Louie from the Amazing Race 16? Yep, the shorter, wider half of Team Detective.
Yeah, the guy with the creepy mustache.
What are you doing, Squirrel? I'm hiding so the shorter, wider half of Team Detective shoots you first.
Chill out, Squirrel. Louie's not here, and besides, he's totally cool. He gets the joke.
Are you sure, HR? Because getting shot would really put a crimp in my nut-gathering schedule.
Don't worry, Squirrel. You'll have plenty of time to play with your acorns. Hey, man, give it a rest, sweetie. Thanks to you, the Twitter's almost full. Twitter's full. So I'm not sure I want to do this drop. I'm kind of mad at Ron.
Mad at Ron? What for?
Well, when Ron had Mike, the taller, narrower half of Team Detective, on the show, it was pretty evident that Mike was sneaking stuff from the evidence locker because he kept bagging on my woman, Rachel.
Yes, HR, because anyone who doesn't share your opinion of Rachel is clearly high on something. But I still don't understand why you're mad at Ron.
It's Ron's show. I hold him responsible for the blasphemous statements of his guests.
HR, you do know where Ron is from, don't you?
Chicago.
And you do know what they put in deep dish pizza.
Let me guess. Cheese?
Let's just say you might want to apologize to Ron before you find yourself sauce deep in a hot oven.
Oh, maybe we should just do this drop. It's Sunday, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
With Ron Rad.
And Louie from the Amazing Race 16. Thanks, Jordan. Yum.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Jeff, just remember.
Yeah.
You know, Jeffrey Dahmer just was across the borderline. And you know what he was famous for?
No.
Cutting up people. So I could send my people after you, buddy.
Well, and eating them.
Remember.
Don't forget, he eats them.
I have a Portuguese mob behind me.
Well,
and
I got the Italian mob called my godfather will come after you.
I guess this is getting serious here.
Yeah. So
I feel like there's gonna be some legs broken.
Oh, my knee's already busted. Let's not.
Don't go for that knee, Ron. Don't do it.
So it was the left knee. I gotta go after the right knee.
Yeah.
Oh, that's messed up. You're gonna give her another bad knee?
Instead of just
going for the one that's already hurt.
No.
I won't even go after the knee. I'll go after her. Ah, shit! My hand just crammed up on me.
See?
Sorry.
That's like a sign. It's telling you you're being down.
Jess, how's things going? You got anything else you want to talk to Michelle about?
No.
Okay.
If I need to talk to her, I'll just text her or call her. I just wanted to say hi to her.
That's cool. If you guys want to call in and wish Michelle something today, feel free to call in. I'm telling you guys, call in now, 347-237-5507.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be able to stay too long, people. I got to go take care of my grandma. Oh, by the way, that's what I wanted to do. I'm going to go tell Grandma to say hi, but she doesn't understand anything. So I'm just going to tell her to say hi, okay? Hold on.
Okay, let me do this real quick then. Let me pop up a quick little thing. I'll just keep on talking.
Okay, wait, hold on.
So,
okay, hold on 1 second. Ababa, these I, Tabai, say hello. Hi, hello. Okay, Baba, Lizzie's ready.
Say big.
Big.
Brother.
Big brother.
Ten.
Chen.
Is the best.
He the best.
The best
is that the cutest thing ever?
She's
that
so
is
cute.
Precious.
Oh, you need to get her to say you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
Oh, God. I wish I could get her to say that. Oh, she is too cute, you guys. Oh.
That was precious, Michelle.
Yeah, so.
Remember, if you call in and you want to talk to the host, push 1. Just to remind
you. Or if you
want
to talk to Michelle, press 1. Or Cherry, press 1. Or Jess, too. Sorry, Jess.
There we
Wait.
Go. I was waiting for that one.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Michelle.
Yeah, wrong.
You are a host. You know, what's a host? I mean you and me.
I know. I was just joking.
I know you are.
But, yeah, that's my grandma, and hopefully she'll make weekly appearances on here. We'll get her.
Wow.
I'll get her to say something new every time.
When I start my video person, we can get her on the video part there.
Yeah, I'm gonna work on the Rad Reality Show, and I'm gonna
okay.
I'm gonna work on that, and I'm gonna work on her to say Manic Mondays.
Yeah, this one I think you should get her to say. You're listening to the Rad Reality Show Manic Monday with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad Ron.
All right, we have to do this in parts. We might have to dissect it into parts. And then put a compilation together.
Maybe you can get her to do it in Portuguese.
Yeah, she can do it, but I don't know how to tell her that. Like, I think a lot of it would be... All right, I'll have to figure out. I'm gonna Google Translate it. And we're going to get her to do
so,
that. The only thing is she's, like, losing her vision, so she's not going to be able to, like, read it.
No, I understand.
But we're going to make it work. Okay. I got a lot of time with her, so.
Yeah. I know that's going to be so great for you, too. That's one thing. Because you haven't spent much time with her since she lives so far away. I bet it's going to be a blessing just to be able to spend. Hey, let me bring Paul up. But I do want to say this real quick. At 8 o'clock, we are going to kill the show. I was going to kill the show tonight at 8 o'clock anyways. I hadn't told Michelle that.
Well, that works
o'clock,
out good, because 8 o'clock
how,
is Grandma's pill time. And I need
I
to make her some food.
I don't know how they do this over there. I don't know how they chat over there yet. I haven't been to one of their chats. But at 8 o'clock at Survivor Whisper Facebook group, I don't know if there's a chat room or if you go. I don't know how they do it. I haven't been to one. I keep missing them or forgetting them and, you know, everything. But Ashley Train from Survivor and the Rad Reality Show will be doing a chat over there. So make sure you guys check her out over in Survivor Whisper Facebook group. So let's bring Paul up. Maybe Paul knows how they do it. Have you been to one of their chats over there yet?
No.
Paul?
Michelle,
well, we're going to have to go.
My bell.
Hi, Paul.
I had to
how
get that in, Ron. Hi, Michelle. Welcome
Hi,
home.
Hi, Paul.
Bucket duck.
Have you recovered from jet lag yet, or are you waking up crazy times?
Yeah, no, I haven't really been sleeping much, and Grandma came knocking at the door at, like, 6 o'clock this morning. She didn't know where she was or what was going on, poor thing. So, no, I haven't been
sleeping.
I noticed
you were up early. I was like, Michelle,
I haven't been sleeping at all. It's crazy. Like, I, like, pass out, and then I wake up, like, around 11 or 12 o'clock at night. And then I'll stay up for a little bit, and then I'll sleep around, like, 5 and get up at, like, 7. Like, I haven't slept past 9 o'clock, and I don't even know, like 3-4 weeks, and I barely get to sleep at night. And if I'm sleeping, like, you know when you're in bed, your eyes are closed, but you're not sleeping, just like you're resting your eyes, like that's what I feel like. I've been here in Portugal and before I left for Portugal. And then the hour difference, I think is still messing me up a little bit, the 4-hour difference. So.
Hey, is my phone breaking up?
No, you're doing great. I have to break in for a second. We have a news flash. There's lies going on in the chat room. There's lies going on in the chat room. Big John just says, to all the guests, I'm really not a perv most of the time. Yeah, he is. Don't let him lie to you, guests. So, you know, come in there and tell him he's lying. So make a screen name and come in. So, Cherry, do you agree?
You're not going to pull me in the middle of that one.
He is. He's lassoing you into the hole, in the middle of this whole debacle that he's, whatever he's doing now. What are you doing now? He's starting fights again.
Big John. No, Big John.
He's trying.
Big John asked me. I was just making sure that facts are facts. Promises are promises and facts are facts. Okay,
as
Paul.
They would say, it's their thing.
Back to the normal broadcast of the show. we will be back with Paul. Okay, Paul.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for that interesting break that we had. But hi, Cherry, by the way. I didn't say hi yet.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi, Paul.
Oh, Jess, you're still on. Hey, Jess.
Oh, yeah.
And hi, Jess.
Hi, Cherry.
Well, hi, Jess. Hi, Paul. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Ron.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, okay. I heard you mention earlier about Dallas Stadium. They have a retractable roof, and they decide a roof. And they decided to close it last night.
Ron, I told you.
Wait, no, don't they have just a half dome now?
No, their original stadium always had that unique little opening in the top. This brand new $1 billion stadium is got a retractable roof, and it was closed.
Well, I'm sorry, Michelle. I apologize.
That's okay. You know what? I know you're not perfect. It's all right.
Michelle, and Jerry, no comment from you.
Paul.
Did you find a nice room? I mean, I don't know where your grandma is staying. Is she settled in her own room? Does she have to share? Or?
Oh, well, on Sunday, I redecorated and took all the stuff out of a room that we have upstairs as a bedroom, because I have like an in-law apartment downstairs, but up in the main area, there was an extra bedroom. There was a lot of stuff in it. And me and Mama Costa spent like 4 or 5 hours cleaning everything out, making, like, we've got new sheets, new beds, and new curtains, like, with rugs. And we just styled it up and personalized it for her. We put some flowers in there. And I got an alarm clock, like, you know, those super big ones that the numbers are like the size of your hand, so that she can see the time and stuff and that. And that shows she feels comfortable. We put a big picture of her island in the room for her, too.
I was thinking that. I think it'd be cool to have a big poster-sized picture like that. Let me ask you this, and this kind of goes to Ron's understanding as well. But I do know as Alzheimer's progresses, one of the stories you often hear is people wandering away. Are you able, is she at that stage? What do you do?
You know that, I don't know who said this to me, I don't know if it was on the show or somebody, one of my friends, but they said that, you know, with what they normally do with people that have Alzheimer's that get to that stage is they actually lock the door from the outside. But there's a lot of stairs that goes to the door. She's not good walking right now. She has a cane, and when we go to, like, longer rides or whatever, longer walks, she's going to be in a wheelchair. So so she's, I actually had to be a nurse today and bandage up her foot, and she hit her foot the other day, so her dad's going to fall off, so she's not really doing good with her legs going up and down the stairs. But I don't think she's at that stage right now, and I really hope that that she doesn't get to that stage, but as of right now, no. No.
And my mom never had to worry about it because her body hurts all over, so
okay. She
doesn't walk much anyways.
You guys, you've heard those stories, right? You see them on the news.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's different. There's other types. There's many different. I think it's like every other disease. There's so many different types of.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't mean that's not going to happen ever, but it hasn't happened. But like Ron said. His mother couldn't go if she wanted to. She might have wanted to, but physically she couldn't.
Okay.
So,
no, she just yells at me and tells me why ain't we here. I'll give you an example, Paul, and this is my kind of what, like, she, one day we were sitting in a chair, okay? I was sitting with her one day, and she yelled at me, why ain't we going to the movies? And we're in the nursing home, you know? And she's like, go get the car and let's go to the movies. Ron, now go to the movies. And she was determined that I was going to take her to the movies or she was going to be late for a movie. And so in her head, she thinks she's going somewhere. Or like the other day, my pastor called me and said, you know, do you have a brother named Tony? And I have a brother named Tony. And he said, well, she said that he was in the hospital. And she got him being in the hospital messed up with me. So, I mean, she totally is, you know, like all washed up. She knows who I am. She knows who Ben is. And as Ben and me was talking about, she remembers, like, good stuff, the good stuff. Actually, it was Doris and me. She remembers the bears. She remembers the, you know, the times meeting to certain football players. She remembers the positive things. But the negative stuff, she can't remember it.
Is that what
you're
seeing? Well,
I guess it's a good thing.
Is that what you're seeing with your grandma as well, Michelle? That the memory for, you know, older memories are still there, but the newer ones are fading? Or?
Yes. I mean, she talks about everything that happens, like, a long time ago in her past and stuff like that, but she can't remember, like, what she just said 2 minutes ago. Like, the other day, she was looking at us, we were in Portugal, and she said, don't you guys feed me? Like, you guys are starving me. Not one of you guys gave me food. And you know that she had already eaten, like, twice. And she was sitting there saying that we didn't give her food.
Oh.
And, you know, if somebody in the outside doesn't know that she has this disease, they'd think that we were starving her.
Yeah,
you know what
like,
I mean?
We're going to call social services on these people. This poor old lady isn't getting food. How did she handle the airplane flights, both the shuttle and the main one?
You know, that wasn't what the problem was. It was that morning. She was like, I am not going, and that's it. Nothing you can do about it. And it was the entire time, and then there was people that came to say bye to her, and in the midst of it all, the taxis came, and next thing you know, she's in the taxi, and she's going. But for that whole time in the morning, for like 6 hours, she was like yelling and screaming, but then in the airport, in the airplane, because we had to take two different ones, she was fine. She said she's scared of airplanes, and she didn't seem like she was afraid or anything. And the doctor prescribed her, I think, a little kind of sedative almost, too. So that helped a lot. And then, but the first place we went from my mom's island to the main island that we can take the large plane out of. And she kept thinking, she was looking around and she's going, wow, this airport in America looks just like the one in Portugal. And we were like, Grandma, you are in Portugal still. She's like, I am. She's like, but didn't we just take a plane? She didn't realize that we had to take one more plane, and she kept thinking that we were American. Why were we sitting in the airport? Didn't we know that we should leave now and go to our home? Oh, my gosh, it was so funny. But, I mean, it's not like, ha-ha, funny. She thinks that she's in Portugal. It's like...
It's cute.
It's cute, and also, like, you can't get mad over stuff like that. You have to learn
right.
to kind of just roll it off and laugh it off, because if you're laughing it off, she kind of like starts, she'll make a joke, and she's hilarious. I told her she should be a comic, cause she's funny. But if you keep, like, you if you get angry with her or respond back to her, not in like a funny tone, like, she'll feed off that, and she'll get even madder, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you gotta be really patient, and you kind of just gotta, like, allow her to just keep repeating the things over and over. And you know what they say? They say that you should actually have her, like, when you're talking to her, she's getting into that mode, ask her something that happened when she was young, something that happened when she was married,
oh
or something like
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's exactly what I was thinking. As you're describing this to me, I was thinking, you know, if I had a person like that that was getting really irritated and angry, I all of a sudden would start talking about other things and bring her back to, you know.
Yeah, and that's what happens when I start talking about that. She gets, like, she forgets about whatever was going on, and then she says, like, details. Like, it's so crazy, like, details of what she was wearing, where she was, what she said when she was, like, 6 years old, but yet she doesn't remember that she just ate or what she just said, like. So it's like, it's crazy how the brain operates like that. But
well, guys, we only have a few, and there's a few more topics I want to make sure we get in. Michelle, I wanted to, you know, address a couple of quick topics with you and everything.
Okay.
Before we forget, before I forget, first of all, so let's move on real quick and do that, because I don't want to. I mean, we can run over a little bit, but I really want to try to get, because I know you got to get medicine in. One, I don't know if you realize this. I don't, because we haven't talked since I went last Wednesday. I did get to go to Atlanta, and they can't do open heart surgery on me right now.
Okay. What do they say?
The reason why is because the water around my heart. I got to get the water around my heart, and I got to get some stuff, variables that have to happen. So. You know, we'll talk more in depth because, like I said, we only got a few minutes left, and I got so much I want to talk about. They might still do Cherry, help me. Cherry. Sorry.
Angioplasty.
Angioplastic. They might still do that, but because it's not done to many people like my situation that was when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It happens when I was a kid, the buildup and everything. That it's usually done to people like Paul, who's up in age and everything. No,
Cherry, didn't Ron say he's not in a fighting mood today?
I think
it's the opposite.
I know.
No, Paul knows that
Michelle,
we always talk about this.
Yeah, that's
so
that's
the old,
that's
I mean
Ron
that's
and my thing and
the one is a joke. Okay, yeah.
I'm not gonna step on your toes, I guess.
Yeah. So I can't get that.
So what do you have to do, like, in order to get the water out
the medicine,
around your heart? What is it?
The medicines and stuff and
okay.
And then I got to lose a little weight too, was one of the things, just a little it, but the water, by me losing the water, I'll probably lose the weight. They're idealists and everything. So there's, you know, bottom line is, this is another waiting game.
Now, is there like a timeline that they must have gave you, like, okay, we want to be able to get the surgery done by this particular date, and you have to accomplish whatever.
Our next timeline would be that he's checking with other surgeons to see if we can get the angioplastic done.
Okay.
So that would be our next timeline, if you want to give a timeline or something. So, and we were supposed to hear last week, but we didn't hear. So I think my brother called today. My brother is going to get on that. Okay, second thing I needed to talk to you about is next week. You know what next week is?
Yes, and I have to talk to you about that.
I mean next week. Do you know what next week is?
Yeah.
Not Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day.
Oh, I know what's next week. It's
what's
somebody's
next week?
Birthday.
What else is it?
My grandfather's birthday.
God, what happened
Happy
2 years ago?
And my grandparents' anniversary, where they were going to be married for 61 years.
Ron,
what else happened 2 years ago?
Can't take it, Ron.
Can you tell me, Ron?
No, you say. I'm not going to say it now. Come on, you were the first person that talked on the show other than me and Shannon.
Oh, the two-year anniversary.
That's
ding, ding, ding,
right.
Ding, 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 ding.
So, I want to do a show Monday, but we'll talk about that later. I wanted to get a couple's. But if you can't make it on that show, maybe Monday because you have a hot date or something like that.
Well, I'm just not sure of the time frame, so I'll get back to all.
So what I'm going to say is we're going to still book it for a couple. And
okay.
What I would like to do is you can throughout the week we're going to have shows, you know, all week because, you know, when I do my anniversary and stuff, it's going to be long. So we'll talk. We got stuff
okay.
to plan. I do want to say this too, guys. With this show, one thing I wanted to do was a award show, so I still want to do that within the next week too. But I got to get some things in order. But here's the big thing I wanted to tell people: if you guys want to help me with the show, I'm going to announce the new team next week. Who's helping me with the show? Michelle, you're signing on for another year, right?
Of course.
Okay, so we got Michelle. Michelle is definitely going to be there. I bet Louie will, continue doing Sunday nights. I think Cowboy's going to be in and off on Wednesday or on Thursdays, and we're working on some other people. So next week I will be announcing, and then I'm doing a Team Rad, kind of like Cherry's going to be involved in that, but. But if you have anything you want to help me with, write me an email at theradrealityshow@gmail.com and let me know, and I'll see where I can fit you in. I'm just going to throw a team together and hope for the best. All I ask is that if you're going to be part of the team, that you try to commit to the whole year and don't, like, say you're going to do it halfway, Because I need commitment for the next year. So, because I don't know, I haven't talked to you about it. I got lots of good news to come still.
Oh, good.
Ford Focus, you saw the commercials yesterday, right?
I saw some of them because, I was Martha Stewart and I was like, I had to make some more sangria, so I missed some of the commercials.
Did you see it? But did you see one of them?
No, I saw a few of them. I saw the pug one.
The Ford Focus ones.
I think I've seen a couple of them, but they didn't stick out of my head.
Okay, it's not about the commercial itself. Have you heard about the Ford Focus Rally, relay?
The relay around America?
Yes.
Well, guess who's been asked, what show has been asked to do exclusive interviews with those guys? And to have...
Hold on, let me guess. I'm going to say the Rad Reality Show!
Ding, ding, ding.
That's
ding,
right.
Ding.
So my goal is to put it between you and Louie whenever we can get you in and everything. So
one of the teams that is on that show... One of the girls is from Rhode Island, and she sent me Facebook and Twitter and sent me a message on Twitter, on Facebook, asking me to post her up on my Twitter to have people follow her. So maybe we can get her on the show.
I can get them all on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can get everybody. Exclusive.
The funny thing about it is the email came from a Bears fan. So somebody who's a Bears fan was the one that was listening to our show. When they told me about it, they said they loved the Rad Reality Show and they wanted us to help them. So
that's awesome.
It's made by the Amazing Race too. And we got some cool guests we're working on and everything. So it's 8 o'clock, time for The Bachelor, time to watch your Monday night shows.
Time for Michelle to give Grandma her Michelle,
time. Time to go take care of Grandma, and I'm going to work on her to do like a little promoing of the show. I'm going to work on that.
I know there's so much more I have to talk about too.
Yeah.
I know I'm missing because we had so much that we hadn't talked about. But come back Tuesday when you might hear something like this. Ron wants to do Lane. Okay. Michelle, you don't know nothing about that, but Michelle from the Bronx understands what I just did.
Okay.
Okay, let me tell this story real quick, and we'll sign off with this on Tuesday show, because I know people are going to tell you about it if I don't say it. Tuesday show, we went to the show before I was on with the VRO. They had Lane and Zoe and Matt on the show, okay? Well,
mm-hmm.
I've been doing this new imitation. I can do Lane pretty good. I go like, hey, what's up? You know, I do the Lane invitation, okay?
Okay.
So I had been thinking about it all night, how I wish I can do the Lane voice invitation. So I come out of the blue and said something like, I wish I can do Lane. And Michelle from the Bronx comes up cracking up laughing with the funniest laugh. And, have you met Samuel? I don't think you've met Samuel yet. Samuel is from Vietnam, and he calls into our show. And he goes to Michelle and says to her that she has the most annoying laugh ever heard. And it was so funny. So that's why I decided.
So was that clip right there was an exact clip of her laughing, or was that you?
That was me, but because I haven't had the clip yet.
Oh, okay.
But
well, I didn't know.
It almost like it. Well, oh, wait. She's calling in to rebel real quick. Let's do it real quick.
Well, I'm going to have
Michelle,
to go because I got to go. But
my
I love you guys, and thanks for everybody who called in, and thanks Ron, Paul, and Cherry, and Jeff,
okay,
and
Michelle.
Everybody in the chat room. Bye, everybody. I love you guys.
Take care, Michelle.
Michelle, you better laugh real quick.
What? Laugh what? I mean, I barely got to call in, and I didn't know that you were going to throw this at the end. I thought we were just, you know, being mellow tonight. But you want to call me out, and you had the worst part of it. You should have had the original clip. At least then she would have been able to, like, you know what was going on.
I know. I just saw you in there, and I said, why not throw it out?
Listen, I was going to wind up.
I was going to... But listen to me. Let me just say this real quick. The reason I called it out was because you never know what's going to happen on Tuesday nights. You never know what's going to happen on Tuesday nights. And that's why I started to do that. And then I realized, you know, Michelle's probably sitting over there wondering what the fuck I was talking about.
Yeah, she probably had no clue, you know. So you're going to
yeah.
have to, like, you know, prep her for next week and then have the clip ready and, like, you know, maybe make
I
her
will.
Listen to it ahead of time, you know, give her the exact timeline. Paul told us it was 1 minute and 11, one hour
no,
and 11
I'll take
minutes
care
in.
Of it. I'll take care of it. I'll
you know,
take care of it.
She, need,
but,
she needs to hear the whole thing. And you got to stop trying to pad yourself there, Ron. You kind of did say, you know, I can talk to Lane all night, and that was pretty much where I jumped in.
I didn't say I could talk to him. I said I can. I've been wanting to do.
There you go.
You don't even remember.
Again.
You don't even remember what I said.
I don't have to. All I know is that I laughed.
Hey guys, I'm gonna head out. Thanks, Ron.
Paul.
Take care, Michelle. Bye, Cherry.
Good
night,
Paul.
Take care,
hon. Cherry. Ron, I'll check with you, like, tomorrow or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I'm reading in the chat room real quick, because Ben must be over there with Ashley and everything. So, God bless y'all. Have a good one. Come back tomorrow night at 10 o'clock.
Bye, guys.
Good night, everyone.